did it become unconstitutional to exclude homosexual couples from marriage?
Justice Scalia in the court weighing California's voter-approved ban on gay weddings. Today, the challenge is to a federal marriage law. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live outside the court in Washington.
9 states legally recognize same-sex marriage, but for tax and benefit purposes, the federal government does not. So a direct challenge to the Defense of Marriage Act could change that. A New York woman suing after she was hit with a major estate tax bill traditionally married couples would not pay. Defenders of the Defense of Marriage Act argued the federal government cannot be forced to recognize same-sex marriage simply because some states do. Dave.
Jared, Democrats don't like it, but Virginia's governor has signed a law requiring voters to show ID when casting ballots. North Dakota's governor wants state lawmakers to set aside money for the legal challenges to the abortion law he has signed, banning abortions at the first heartbeat. Sarah Stays with Planned Parenthood says there's no evidence.
A 6-week fetus, which is, you know, unrecognizable, could possibly be viable.
We haven't seen David Petraeus since he resigned as CIA director in Scandal until last night. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
General David Petraeus making his first speech since his resignation to a group of mostly veterans at the University of Southern California. He began by apologizing, saying he deeply regrets his extramarital affair that led to his resignation.
I know that I can never fully assuage the pain that I inflicted on those closest to me and on a number of others.
The affair with his biographer Paula Broadwell was discovered during an FBI investigation into emails she sent to a perceived rival for his affections. Dave?
Courtney, a kid killed on his 18th birthday in New York City last night. He tried to run across subway tracks to the other side. He was hit by an express train as his friends watched in horror. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance, the natural wood grain look, the superior shell technology, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty. So you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. Now it's making sense. You really do get what you pay for, and you won't have to wait, because Trex Enhance is now in stock at the Home Depot.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still gonna give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at uhc.com.
If you've got data service in Oshkosh, then you've got us on your smartphone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Ashley Furniture, American Lube Center, and Watercrest at Bryan. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So, if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and statelaw.com.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking and Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Zach Taylor with your sports update on KD 95. Three Texas A&M pitchers can.
WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 41 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The A&M Police Department is seeking assistance in locating a missing student. 19-year-old Anderson Olden Puckett was last seen Sunday night leaving his campus apartment. Puckett was reported missing by his parents, who are concerned about his welfare. Online at WTAW.com, you can find a photo of Puckett and contact information if you know of his whereabouts. The main runway at Easterwood Airport was closed part of yesterday afternoon. Director of Aviation John Happ says a student pilot landing from Temple had some trouble with his single-engine plane.
Fortunately, thank goodness, no one was hurt. A lot of damage to the prop and to the nose gear, but other than that, that was the only damage. And we've switched to the other runway, and none of the traffic was delayed, thank goodness. And we now have the aircraft off of the main runway, and the traffic is back on the main runway.
A photo of the plane being moved off the runway, minus its front landing gear, is on our website at WTAW.com. The widow of an A&M professor who jumped to his death from a parking garage has spoken about her husband's life.
Miriam Awney tells the Associated Press she's not excusing the actions of her husband, but she says James Awney was duped by a Louisiana man who she says orchestrated a blackmail scheme that ultimately led to the professor's death. Federal authorities accused Daniel Duplessis of using an underage girl to lure James Awney into a sexually explicit online relationship and then contacted the professor acting as an outraged father to demand money. Court records show text messages between Duplessis and Awney indicate the threats to publicize the relationship contributed to the communication professor's decision to commit suicide. Duplessis is also accused of using the same scheme against others. Yesterday in federal court, he pleaded not guilty and remains jailed without bond. His trial is scheduled for May 28th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A boyfriend and girlfriend living in North Zulch are accused of rural burglaries in multiple counties. Leon County Sheriff Kevin Ellis says an observant neighbor caught the pair in the act earlier this month.
They had ties to the Waco area where they were living, then they moved to North Zulch about a month and a half ago. And the burglary started occurring in Limestone County and into the northwest corner of Leon County.
Ellis says they're still tracking down burglary victims based on the wide variety of stolen property.
They were taking everything out, furniture, household appliances, just taking everything. Some of this they were selling on Craigslist. We're looking into other ways that they were getting rid of this property.
22-year-old Ethan Tinkham and 39-year-old Jennifer K. Walla were taken to jail, and the sheriff says there could be more arrests from the thefts in Leon and Limestone counties. Construction is expected to start this summer on a $91 million vaccine manufacturing building in the BioCorridor. Drug maker GlaxoSmithKline is considered the key partner at A&M Center for Innovation and Advanced Development in Manufacturing. A&M System Vice Chancellor Brett Girard, in comments made available by the governor's office, said this capped 3 years of negotiations.
The facility, and more importantly, the highly trained people who work in that facility, will eventually provide 50 million doses of pandemic influenza vaccine to our nation within 4 months of that pandemic strain notification by the U.S. government.
A 110,000-square-foot building is in what Girard called the advanced schematic phase of design. The deal, announced yesterday, follows last July's dedication of the A&M Vaccine Center. And 6 weeks have passed since Brian's Knights of Columbus Hall fire killed two firemen and left two others in a Galveston burn unit.
I got a chance to see our firefighters, Ricky Mantine, Mitch Morin, and Galveston yesterday. Both are still in the blocker burn unit at John Seeley Hospital and continue to undergo frequent and very painful surgeries and just the daily care of their burns.
An update was given by Bryan City Manager Keene Register at last night's City Council meeting. Meanwhile, Bryan and College Station Fire Department wives are teaming up to support them and the families of those killed. Casey Ray, wife of a College Station fireman, says the Run for Remembrance 5K will be both meaningful and practical.
Ricky and Mitch, who are down in Galveston, you know, their families are going to feel this for a long time. You know, they've got another couple months that they're going to be in the hospital and then rehab. So just those repercussions that come from having a wage earner in the family lost or injured for a long period of time. So we're trying to help them to raise the money to lessen that impact.
Ray says the 5K will take place at the Teeks Brayton Fire Training Field on April 20th. You can find a link to the registration page from our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 41 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. I'm Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott, and let's do some weather.
With high pressure now located off to our east, we get a chance to warm up, but it also means we'll start to move some moisture in from the Gulf of Mexico. For today, lots of sun, highs near 70, partly cloudy overnight, 50 to 55. We'll turn mostly cloudy during the day tomorrow, 65 to 70. Maybe a shower tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Clouds in near 70 during the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie baseball and softball try to get back on the winning track. The U.S. soccer team takes on Mexico in a World Cup qualifier, and LeBron James and the Miami Heat go for win number 28 tonight in Chicago. All this and more coming up on Sports with Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Good morning.
Hey, hey, Kevin.
All right, gang, you ready for this?
Yeah, hope
all right.
So.
I don't know a ton about the differences between the Anglo, I don't, Anglo's not the right word. I don't know a lot about the Jewish religion, but I know a little bit about how things are made kosher.
Okay.
Well, they just approved kosher cigarettes. Hmm. With Passover upon us, Israeli smokers can now puff away on rabbi-approved cigarettes. The group has certified foods and other items that are kosher for the week-long holiday, approved three brands of cigarettes after determining their ingredients had not come into contact with grains or other forbidden items. The Israeli chief rabbinate, I hope I'm saying that right, however, criticized the move and said rabbis should not be giving smokes the seal of approval. Quote, poison is not kosher, end quote. For all the days of the year, just not Passover. I just found that fascinating.
That is really interesting.
So does that mean the camel, I guess, is Jewish or something? Or
what? Oh,
I mean,
please.
Camels are not kosher.
Oh, man.
They have a cloven hoof.
So do they make their own little carton that they can give to people?
I'm sure they have.
With like a yarmulke on it?
I'm sure they have a stamp, though, because in order for it to be officially approved.
Now, there's the little K that goes on things. Just like when things are labeled as halal. The K is a similar.
Well, it made me laugh because if you're old enough to remember, you may not. The Vlasic pickles that were kosher always had the stork that was like smoking a pickle because he was supposed to represent an old comedian who now for the life of me I
Groucho Marx.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that guy.
But so now the kosher pickle instead of the pickle, they can actually have a real smoke.
Oh,
know. It is certainly interesting.
I know. Birthdays are next. Hang
on. I'm Carrie Kruger with Brazos Valley Community Action Agency. When we ask you to shop locally, we're asking you to support businesses that help support the nonprofit community. BVCAA offers programs and services that help over 30,000 area residents each year. We work with local businesses to help people and change lives right here in the Brazos Valley. By shopping locally, you create jobs and you help local businesses support community groups like us. Remember, before you do your shopping online or drive out of town to shop, do your shopping locally and keep your money in town. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Norman G. Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Norman G. Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Norman G. Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. See them at normangtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Caller, just let us know that also in the soda aisle, when you go to the grocery emporium, if it has a yellow cap, that is supposed to mean that it's a kosher product as well, which I didn't know, because they use a different kind of sweetener as opposed to the high fructose corn syrup.
And see, I saw that in the gas stations when I'm getting my, you know, my Dr. Pepper, my daily Dr. Pepper, and I just figured it was some kind of contest or something.
Yeah, me too. I had no idea. So thank you for the call. We appreciate that very much. All right, today is National Joe Day. Everyone should be calling themselves Joe.
Okay, Joe.
Yeah, I don't make this stuff up. It is National Whiskey Day, World Whiskey Day. And today is Quirky Country Music Song Title Day.
So do we get to make up a quirky country music song title?
Well, you're supposed to appreciate one with a funny song title.
Oh. Yeah,
so there's plenty of them out
there. There are indeed. And at one point in time or another, I played them on the radio.
Yeah.
Birthdays, what do we got?
Fergie for the Black Eyed Peas. She's turning 38. Her and Josh Duhamel, of course, are expecting their first child.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen pictures with them with Josh Duhamel wearing the Sympathy or the courtesy dress? Have you seen that?
No, I have not.
Well, whenever women are pregnant or whatever, their husbands gain weight along with them.
And absolutely.
Sympathy weight. Well, Josh Duhamel is in a picture with Fergie, and he's wearing a dress with some kind of, I guess it's like a baby bump thing that goes with it. I don't know. It's supposed to.
Oh, dear.
Apparently, that's supposed to make them feel closer and help their marriage. Who knows? Nathan Fillion, Richard Castle on ABC's Castle. He's turning 42.
I love that show.
Yeah, my parents do too. That's a
thanks. Thanks, Zach. Yeah, that's another paper cut lemon juice moment for the show.
Two babies versus an old baby.
I've seen it, and it's a good show, I'll admit. I mean, coming from the guy that watches Matlock, I mean, I love all those old
I feel
stuff.
Like Scott now, just taller. Who else?
Mariah Carey, the albeit diva, is turning 44.
That it?
On birthdays?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Elizabeth Mitchell's turning 43. Juliet on Lost. Polly Perret, I believe I'm saying that right. Abby, the goth chick down the lab on NCIS.
Yeah.
She's turning 44. Bart Connor, Olympic gymnast, is turning 55.
He's married to Nadia. He's married to Nadia Comaneci.
Yeah. And she was also a gymnast.
Yeah. the first one ever to get a 10, if I'm not. I could be wrong on that.
Who knows? Tony Banks, Genesis keyboardist. Their biggest smash hits include Invisible Touch, I Can't Dance, In Too Deep.
Yeah, I'm a big Genesis fan.
He's turning 63. And Michael York, who played Basil Exposition in the Austin Powers movies.
Oh, okay.
Whose mother Austin thought was a man.
Oh, well, he played a lot of other things, too.
Yeah, he was
Logan. Long before you were born.
No, he was Logan from Logan's Run, and he starred with Liza Minnelli in Cabaret. He is turning 71 today.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hannity's next.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Christ's resurrection would be meaningless without his defeat of death. We invite you to experience the week that led to Christ's ultimate victory over death.
I'm John Reasons, senior pastor of A&M United Methodist Church in Northgate. This Holy Week, please join us for our special services commemorating Maundy Thursday, a celebration of Christ's command to love at 6 p.m., and for Good Friday, the remembrance of Christ's great sacrifice at noon. A&M United Methodist Church, located in Northgate.
Just let me catch my breath.
See, I feel like I've gone as far as I can here.
Finding qualified employees is so hard.
Okay, Mrs. Flower, Mrs. Flower, please don't grovel. I set you up on AggieLandHelpWanted.com. You can post as many jobs as you like for one low price.
Oh, why?
And with the resume access option, it's easy to zero in on the perfect employee.
You were the perfect employee.
Okay, I'm walking out now, Mrs. Flower. Let go. Let go. Please let go. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
It's tax time, and Bottom Line Bookkeeping is ready. This is Debbie and staff. We want to thank you for allowing us to service your bookkeeping and tax needs for the last 30 years.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on May 5th. For the third year in a row, hundreds of local kids are expected to take part, learning how to start, own, and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's a fun, free, citywide event where kids get to make and keep the money they earn. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com. It's the third annual Lemonade Day in BCS.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
One other point that I want to make on the same-sex marriage debate is, you know, up until a few months ago, Barack Obama himself and nearly every elected Democrat all opposed same-sex.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
One other point that I want to make on the same-sex marriage debate is, you know, up until a few months ago, Barack Obama himself and nearly every elected Democrat all opposed same-sex marriage. Now, I know that every conservative, you're a bigot, you're a hater. You know, Obama was for it, against it, for it. Who knows where he's going to be tomorrow? But they simply believe for years and publicly argued that endorsing same-sex marriage, remember with Rick Warren back in 2008, that it would be unwise and that it might redefine marriage in a way that would make it impossible to draw any lines at any point for any conceivable arrangement. Barack Obama, when he ran for the Illinois State Senate, was in opposition to it.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here, and you know the last thing you want to deal with is when you're running your business and you lose important computer files or not having them on hand when you need them. Well, I'm here to tell you about Mosey Pro. It's a cloud service that backs up all the important business files automatically. You set it, you forget it. No matter what happens to your hard drive, you'll never lose any of your important data, your files, your information. Now, Mosey Pro also features a free mobile app, and it lets you access your important files anytime from any iPhone, iPad, Android phone, or tablet. You have emails, spreadsheets, presentations right at your fingertips at all times. Now, I use Mosey Pro to keep my stuff safe and available to me, and you should too. It's easy to set up, it's simple to use, and it costs 80% less than other solutions. Now get Mosey today. Now your business files will be protected and you'll have access whenever you need it. That's Mosey.com, M-O-Z-Y.com. Learn how you can start protecting your files and have more access by going to Mosey, M-O-Z-Y.com.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:23 now with the Infomaniacs. I'm Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. Time to check your weather forecast, brought to us by Uniting Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them, 268-ROOF, or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Sunny, light winds early, then gusts up to 25 with a high of 70 today. Cloudy, breezy, and 50 for your overnight lows. Winds out of the south at 25. Cloudy again then, and 72 for tomorrow. We'll pick up a slight chance of rain Friday through Monday, and about the same temperatures, give or take, you know, mid to lower 70s to keep you there. Right now, it is 39. And coming up next, we're going to check the Dow.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
It's truck month at Varsity Ford Lincoln. You know Varsity Ford is home to the Ford F-Series pickup truck, America's best-selling truck for 36 straight years. You know that workers depend on the F-Series to get the job done. At Varsity Ford Lincoln, during truck month, get over $11,000 off with a complimentary two-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan on a 2013 F-150. It's truck month at Varsity Ford Lincoln, on the bypass or online at varsityfordtexas.com.
Common sense, horse sense, street smarts. No matter what you call it, it boils down to sound, practical judgment. At RV Station in Bryan, we don't have big city overhead. That simply means we sell your dream RV for thousands less than the competition. Our philosophy is simple. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Right now at RV Station in Bryan, it's time for your family to enjoy this 2013 Jayco J-Flight 267 bunkhouse. Sleeps eight, just $199 a month.
$19,985, 10% down plus TTNL, 5.99% for 120 months, WAC, stock number 1671. Don't forget, RV Station has factory-certified service techs and one of the largest parts inventories in the area to keep your RV in peak condition. Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers or come by and visit with us at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
It's tax time, and Bottom Line Bookkeeping is ready. This is Debbie and staff. We want to thank you for allowing us to service your bookkeeping and tax needs for the last 30 years. We invite you to look us up on the web at bottomline.biz and also like us on Facebook. Be sure to call 691-2345 with any questions you might have and to set up your appointment. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 7 years. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you know you are more than just a number to us.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining affordable commercial insurance is a very difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have years of experience helping business find the right coverage. Whether you are a small office or a large manufacturing plant, we feel that W.E. Gibson Insurance can help you find the best coverage at the most affordable price. We're in the Yellow Pages, so call or come by. I think you will see why so many other businesses use W.E. Gibson Insurance for their commercial insurance needs.
The cost of health care reform. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Pay attention to the changes being ushered in by the new health care law, especially if you buy your coverage directly from an insurance company. A new study says premiums are likely to rise, at least for some people. The Society of Actuaries predicts insurance companies will pay out about a third more for medical claims under President Obama's health care overhaul, and companies will be looking to offset the payouts. If you live in a floodplain, you'll be paying more for federal flood insurance. The director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency says increases will be phased in over the next 3 to 4 years, and the premium increases will be dramatic in some cases. JCPenney struggles are making shopping mall owners nervous. Penney has not announced plans to close any of its stores, but the Wall Street Journal says mall operators and investors are considering what steps they'll take if the retailer decides to sell or shutter some outlets. Stocks rallied yesterday. Futures are down this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems, Learn more at Scotts.com. Go on! Put down some Scotts Turf Builder lawn food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 6:29. We'll check your headlines here in just a minute. But first, nearly 2 million cases of hospital-acquired infections are reported each year. Doctors and nurses, technicians can spread germs during routine contact or invasive procedures. While the most adequate forms of prevention is hand washing, it can be difficult to monitor. They've come up with a wristband that may solve the problem, though, by keeping tabs on your doctor's hygiene. A new bracelet vibrates when the wearer has scrubbed enough to let employers monitor their use. The bracelet uses radio frequencies identification to read tags on sanitizing and hand washing stations. An accelerometer detects on how long someone has spent cleaning their hands and sends an alert. One vibration signals adequate washing, while three buzzes indicates more time should be spent at the sink. How cool is that? 6:30 on the dot now. Let's check your headlines.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, VZ Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A student pilot from Temple says he had trouble with his plane after landing yesterday afternoon at Easterwood Airport.
According to his statement, that he was taxiing in when the nose gear collapsed after he had landed. I do not know if he had an incident on his landing or not.
Director of Aviation John Happ says whatever the cause, the main runway was closed while the single-engine Cessna was pushed away.
As soon as it happened, the tower notified the emergency vehicles, and they responded within seconds. Fortunately, like I said, nobody was hurt, but they were there just in case.
A photo of the plane with its front landing gear and propeller, or without its front landing gear and propeller, is on our website at WTAW.com. The parents of an A&M student have asked police for assistance in finding their son. 19-year-old Anderson Puckett has not been seen since Sunday night when he was leaving his campus apartment. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find a photo of Puckett and contact information if you've seen him. The Bryan-College Station Bio Corridor will include a 110,000-square-foot building to produce vaccines. The $91 million drug manufacturing plant, where groundbreaking is expected this summer, was the subject of a news conference yesterday at the state capitol. The joint announcement was made by the A&M System and GlaxoSmithKline. Vice Chancellor Brett Girard, in comments made available by the governor's office, says the first priority is the production of 50 million doses of pandemic flu vaccine in a four-month period.
The facility will also manufacture GSK's cell-based seasonal influenza vaccine to augment the nation's current supply of egg-based annual vaccines.
GSK was called the key partner among 19 associated with A&M's Center for Innovation and Advanced Development and Manufacturing. The center was dedicated last July as part of a $285 million federal grant. And thanks to an alert neighbor, a growing list of rural burglaries in Leon, Limestone, and McLennan counties may be solved. Leon County Sheriff Kevin Ellis says a North Zulch couple was taken to jail and there may be more arrests as part of their continuing investigation.
We're tracking back all the way to Waco right now. We're just finding more and more residents and buildings that have been broken into.
The arrests of 39-year-old Jennifer K. Walla and 22-year-old Ethan Tinkham followed repeated visits to the same area where residents were on guard.
They've done so many burglaries in a small area of Limestone County, you know, that all the neighbors was aware of what was going on and was kind of watching out. And when they seen this vehicle, they talked to them and, their story didn't add up as to why they were there.
Ella suspects they have recovered property from North Zulch that has not been reported stolen. And a Louisiana man will remain in jail, held without bond, on a federal charge of blackmailing an A&M professor who committed suicide.
The victim's widow tells the Associated Press James Ani was a good man. Miriam Ani also says he was, quoting, very human with flaws just like all of us. And while her husband had been depressed for several years, she says she's not excusing his actions. Daniel Duplessis goes on trial May 28th for using an underage girl to lure the professor into a sexually explicit online relationship, then contacting Ani acting as an outraged father to demand money. According to court records, when Ani didn't pay up, Duplessis said he was going to publicize the relationship. That's when the professor jumped from the top of the Northside garage. Law enforcement investigating Ani's death found emails and text messages that revealed the scheme that led to Duplessis' arrest. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up, there's an opportunity to join BCS Fire Department wives to support the families affected by the Knights of Columbus Hall fire. One College Station fireman's wife, K.C. Ray, says community response for the upcoming Run for Remembrance 5K has been amazing.
We've just really had kind of a groundswell of support that's come around these four families. And as a firefighter wife, that's amazing for me to see, because a lot of the times we feel like we get overlooked, like people don't really notice until something bad has happened. And so it's just really heartwarming to see everybody coming out in support of these families, just to tell them that we're here and we're going to be here no matter what.
At WTAW.com, you can find more details about the race and how to register. Meanwhile, Bryan City Manager Keene Register was in Galveston earlier this week to check in on injured firemen Ricky Manti and Mitch Moran.
Ricky and Mitch are progressing well. I will say, though, that they still have a very long way to go before they'll be back home. They're both in good spirits and look forward to being able to come back to Bryan, and just ask that you please keep them and their families in your prayers.
Register says both continue to undergo frequent and very painful surgeries from severe burns in last month's Knights of Columbus Hall fire. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 40 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by health grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Right now, BMW is having its first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So, hurry into the first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Children and youth were important in the ministry of Jesus Christ. He saw them as an essential part of the kingdom of God, from whom we have much to learn. At A&M United Methodist Church, we share Christ's love for children. We invite you to come to Southwood Valley Pavilion Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for our Easter egg hunt. And then join us on Easter Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. for a youth-led sunrise service, followed by a free pancake breakfast. We hope you'll celebrate Easter with us at A&M United Methodist Church, located in Northgate.
All right, let's do some weather.
High pressure has slipped into the lower Mississippi River Valley this morning. Now that it's off to our east, we'll start a process of warming up. Sunshine today, close to 70 this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, 50 to 55. Turning cloudy tomorrow with highs of 65 to 70. Clouds, chance for a shower tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Mostly cloudy in near 70 as we head through the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Was it?
Yeah, it's you.
Okay. A&M baseball and softball came back last night. We'll see how they did. The U.S. soccer team, of course, went down to Mexico to take on Mexico in a World Cup qualifier. And LeBron James, the Miami Heat, are going to go for win number 28 tonight in Chicago. All that and more coming up on sports.
I watched a few minutes of that soccer game.
Did you?
And then I saw the score this morning and realized I didn't miss a lot.
I mean, you have to be super athletic to play that sport. But, I mean, after all of that, playing, running back and forth, and then just end up in a tie.
Yeah.
I mean, you still get a point for it, but still, I mean,
yeah,
that's...
Well, it's like hockey, though, and I don't like that about hockey. At least hockey now has gone to the shootout.
Yeah.
But I just,
hockey's really exciting.
I don't like any sport that involves a tie. It just seems pointless to me.
That's me too, but... Who knows? Some people like it.
We're going to shift gears. President Barack Obama on Tuesday named Secret Service Chief of Staff Julia Pearson as the first female director, one of the top cops in the country.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. Appointment follows the disorder at the Secret Service in the prostitution scandal that occurred during the tenure of Mike Sullivan, who retired in February because they said, you're done. And he said, okay.
Is that just how he said it?
That's exactly how he said it. I was there.
Did you hear about the Senate committee approving drug testing for people who are trying to get
No.
Work? Yeah, it got passed. The Senate Bill 11 was passed unanimously yesterday. Kids will still be able to receive benefits even if their guardians test positive for drugs, but people are going to be tested for drugs.
No kidding.
Yep.
Shock. Well, it's got to go through the House now.
Okay.
If it went through the Senate, then it's got to...
Wow.
And then it goes to El Presidente.
There's lots of things it has to
go
through.
This is the Texas Senate.
Oh. Interesting. Well, it'll be a lot interesting to see how long that takes till somebody sues somebody.
Well, my thought is if we have to get drug tested to be at a job, number one, why not? And
sure.
Then number two, my big problem with it was, the kids are going to suffer if their parents are... on drugs. It's not like the kids are doing drugs. Why should the kids be punished? But if the kids are going to receive benefits anyway, even if their guardian tests positive, then I don't really see a problem with it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just a slippery slope, though, because if mom and dad are doing something wrong, they're going to continue to do something wrong. Here's one for you. Congress should be able to conduct visits via the video conferencing and other means now.
Huh.
New Mexico Republican Congressman Steve Pierce wants to create a virtual Congress where lawmakers could use high tech to conduct some of their daily duties in Washington from their home districts. In a statement to The Hill, Pierce said, thanks to modern technology, members of Congress can debate, vote, and carry out their constitutional duties without having to leave the accountability and personal contact with their congressional districts. Keeping the legislators closer to people we represent would pull back Washington's curtains and allow constituents to see and feel firsthand their government at work.
I want to see him do it hologram style. Hold a filibuster via hologram.
I don't have a problem with that, though, because I think we've talked about it. They're there. They get into the bubble inside the Beltway, and they forget about us little people.
The people that elected them.
Yeah, between doing that and then making them wear the NASCAR uniforms that we talked about yesterday with the sponsors, I think we're getting somewhere here. There's actually some normalcy coming back to Washington.
Nah. Nah.
Oh, man. You remember the overwhelming sentiment by Americans to increase gun control after Newtown?
Yes.
It is fading. A new CNN poll shows just 43% of those surveyed support stricter gun control, down from a high of 49%. Also, 17% said that there should be no restrictions at all on owning guns, with another 38% wanting to just monitor the restricted. In other words, a little closer on the background checks.
Yeah.
Well, what was it? Somebody was saying the New York governor wanted to pass something where you only were allowed 7 bullets. And there's no 7 bullet clips. I mean, they're the lowest.
They don't exist.
Yeah, they don't exist.
Well, part of that is, I don't know if that's specifically, but it's Michael Bloomberg. He's the mayor of New York.
Yeah.
And now Al Sharpton and one other guy on MSNBC are saying that one of the reasons people are shooting down Michael Bloomberg's idea for gun control is because they're anti-Semites. During a panel discussion,
that makes sense.
Let's get down to it. Mike Bloomberg, mayor of New York City, there's a level of anti-Semitism in the thing directed towards Bloomberg. Al Sharpton added, it's out there, no doubt about it. If he was not a big Jewish man and was from another ethnic group in some parts, I think it would be different.
Well, see, now I'm just going to send him some kosher cigarettes to come across the aisle and just, we can all agree, be friends here.
And since we're talking guns, if Harry Reid goes forward with a possible gun control measure, he'll face a filibuster. 3 Republicans jumping in the ring, Rand Paul, no shocker there, Mike Lee, and Ted Cruz have penned a letter to the Senate Majority Leader saying we will oppose the motion to proceed to any
legislation that will serve as a vehicle for any additional gun restrictions. They don't exactly use the word filibuster, but the meaning is clear. The bill would expand background checks and toughen rules on interstate gun trafficking. It would also contain amendments limiting magazine capacity and some assault weapons, though those measures are probably dead on arrival because they'll take them out.
Yeah. We'll have to see what happens on that.
I would venture a guess that there will be a whole lot of people, and Harry Reid's the one that's hedging his bets on this one, because of where he's from, and everybody else is trying to ram it down his throat, i.e. President Obama. So I really and truly think he may try and, okay, please, I'm going to put this up because they're making me, but if you guys want to filibuster this, go for it. You can talk on the floor for as long as you like, and then some. So we'll have to see what happens and what plays out for certain, but that whole thing I'm sure is going to come to a head sooner rather than later. But there's just really no way to tell until they get everything started. But I don't like the idea of them hedging bets on any of that. It's creepy to me. There's something truly, truly scary about all that.
Yeah, well, that plus, I mean, the whole thing, as soon as Newtown pretty much happened, the price of, or at least the stock of ammunition at all places has gone ridiculously low.
Well, some of that was from the U.S. government because they purchased 100-some billion rounds.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Well, it's Homeland Security, and that's what there's a lot of people asking questions, and no one has had a significant answer or sufficient answer for that matter. They don't know why they've bought so many. They're just like, well, we need it for practice. But it's gotten to the point now where I've heard that some police departments don't have enough ammunition for the officers' training.
Really?
Because so much of the brass was brought up for people to be able to go out and shoot. In this case, the people going out to shoot is Homeland Security. So it'll be interesting to see if anybody can finally get to the bottom of that one.
Yeah.
646 today. We're topping out at 70 degrees, light wind early in the morning. It'll be gusting up to 25 about the time you drive home. It's 39, and coming up in just a minute, we'll check your sports and to find out what's going on with Plant Talk Texas.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 30th, learn about organic gardening. It's gaining in popularity and there's lots of products and information available. Come find out about them this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Good designs maintain a thread of continuity, whether it's interior design that focuses on furnishings of a particular color and style, or exterior design that focuses on, well, what exactly does your exterior design focus on? Continuity in your landscape right after this message. We've just reprinted a limited number of my posters. This offer has been so popular. It's a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, written just for the great state of Texas. We're in our 27th year with the magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. The posters are 15 by 30 inches on heavy cardstock in full color. 100 best landscape plants for Texas. It's a very large chart filled with information. 120 best perennials, 100 best annuals for Texas landscapes, and all the known varieties of crepe myrtles. That's 120 varieties of crepe myrtles. All four posters, normally $10 each and $2 postage. That's $48. The total value, $71.95 for $34 plus $3 postage. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. If you have a good landscape design, your garden still reflects continuity. You'll see it in the choices of the plants that you make. You'll see it in the style of each area's gardens, from the front yard into the back. You'll see it in the hard surfaces you integrate into the plantings, and you'll see it in the garden art you used to decorate. You'll even see it in the colors you choose for your floral displays. Continuity reigns. Let's examine details. The days of long linear foundation plantings have gone. They disappeared, or should have, 50 years ago with the advent of lower concrete slabs. Creative landscapes consist of curved beds and clusters and groupings of shrubs. Use odd numbers of like plants for a more soothing look and plant them in sweeps, ovals, and more or less circles. Let them grow naturally without extreme shearing. To drive the continuity theme, you'll want to use only one type of shrub in each of those groupings. Space them so their mature size will let them barely grow together. In doing so, folks will view each group of shrubs as its own overall area of greenery rather than seeing each individual plant. That will be continuity in action, and to carry it one step farther, you'll probably want to have no more than 4 or 5 different types of shrubs in any one viewing area of your landscape. Ground covers give you more chance to bring continuity into your gardens. While you may have 4 or 5 groupings of different shrubs, you could use just one ground cover beneath and in front of all of them to tie it all together visually. Almost any landscape has several types of hard surfaces, and most folks don't pay a lot of attention to their impacts on the surroundings. You have brick, stone, or painted lumber as the exterior surface of your home. You have sidewalk, patio, and drive surfaces, as well as fences and walls. Every one of those elements, perhaps even including the type of roofing you have on your home, needs to be considered in the overall look of your landscape. When you tell most folks that continuity is important in their landscape, the first thing they think of is probably a color scheme, and that's a good thing because color does tie things together better than almost anything else. Green is the foundation color of the design, and the farther you move away from that green, the more dramatic the impact will be visually. Garden art is the finishing touch to a fine landscape. Maybe it's a grouping of folk bird feeders. Maybe it's a small grouping of sundials or large decorative patio pots. Garden art is great. I'm Neil Sperry. Recycled garden goodies in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Celebrate Easter Sunday with Buppy's Restaurant. Buppy's will be open Easter Day for their delicious Easter brunch menu. Their Easter extended hours are from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy all-you-can-eat brunch favorites, made-to-order omelets, tacos, waffles, and pancakes. A prime rib and ham carving station, plus an awesome pasta station. Leave the stress of Easter cooking to us. Don't miss Buppy's Brunch Buffet. Open Easter Sunday until 3 and every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buppy's, 506 Sulphur Springs in Bryan. At Buppy's, we feed people.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys.
I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Sports fans, I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW at 6:52. This sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. Three Texas A&M pitchers combined for a 4-hit shutout last night as the Aggies cruised to a 7-0 win over UT Arlington at Olsen Field. After failing to record an out in his last two starts, hurler Rafael Pineda cruised through the first 7 innings facing just 22 batters. Charlie Curl and Daniel Mangan both went deep for the Aggs, who collected a team total of 10 hits on the night. Here's Coach Childress after the win.
Really proud of our team for staying in the moment, coming out and taking care of business. And, you know, you look at the scoreboard, we had 7 runs, no errors, and, you know, we shut them out on 3 or 4 hits. And couldn't ask for more, just a total complete team effort. And, you know, it's good that we're able to put last weekend behind us and focus on what we had, and that was today.
The Aggies, who have won 8 of their last 9 games, return to action this Thursday when they head to South Carolina for a 3-game series against the 5th-ranked Gamecocks. Game 1 is slated for 6:30 with coverage right here on News Talk 1620 and ESPNU.
Here's the 2-0 to Garza. And Amber Garza, goodbye. Grand slam, Amber Garza, her second home run of the night. And the Aggies lead it 8-1.
A&M would tack on one more after that as number 9 softball run ruled Texas State last night, 9-1 in a non-conference matchup at the Aggie Softball Complex. Sophomore Lauren Ainsley got the win, allowing 1 earned run on 4 hits and a walk. The Ladies will return to SEC play this weekend when they host number 4 Alabama in a 3-game series starting Friday night. And after posting their lowest round of the tournament, the 24th-ranked A&M men's golf team ended play at the Hootie at Bulls Bank Intercollegiate in 6th place. The Aggies improved their team score each round, ending the event with a three-round total of 26 over par. Ninth-ranked Duke finished atop the leaderboard, followed by North Carolina State, Wake Forest, Missouri, and LSU. Aggie track athletes Amir Webb and Shelby Vaughn have each earned SEC Athlete of the Week honors. Thrower Vaughn's honors included SEC Field Athlete of the Week, as well as SEC Freshman of the Week, while Webb was selected for SEC Runner of the Week. Brittany Griner had 33 points and 22 rebounds last night as top-seeded Baylor beat number 8 seed Florida State, 84-47 in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Griner also dunked three times in her final home game. The Lady Bears will play Louisville on Sunday in the round of 16. U.S. goalkeeper Brad Guzan swatted away shot after shot, and young defenders Omar Gonzalez and Matt Besler showed the poise of veterans as the American soccer team hung on for a 0-0 draw against Mexico at Azteca Stadium last night. The draw gives the U.S. just their second point in the World Cup qualifiers. Guzan credits his team's composure for their success.
It's always going to be a bit hectic and a bit crazy, especially late in the game. You're never going to come to a place like Azteca and go out and have it nice and easy. So we knew at some point it was going to come, the pressure was going to come, and we were able to deal with it.
The Americans move into third place in the North and Central American region, 1 point behind Panama and behind Costa Rica on goal difference. Three-time Pro Bowl defensive end Elvis Dumervil says he left the Denver Broncos for the Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens because he was looking to play for a winner in a different city. Dumervil passed his physical and signed a five-year contract with the Ravens yesterday. Here he is at the team's press conference.
I'm excited about being a Raven. A few words I've heard Coach Harps talks about, the team. I'm excited about that, and that's what I'm all about, and I want a hard word myself, so I'm a little envious right now.
The addition of the big defensive end comes after the Ravens lost free agents Ed Reed, Paul Kruger, Daniel Ellerby, and Kerry Williams. It was a good one in Dallas last night as the Mavericks and LA Clippers went to overtime at the American Airlines Center.
Carter the rebound, there's the horn, and the Mavericks have their third consecutive win. They're 10-4 in the month of March, and their march toward eighth in the West continues as they are now just one game out.
Dirk Nowitzki scored a season-high 33 points in the Mavs 109-102 victory. Dallas trails only the LA Lakers for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. Dallas will have the night off, but Houston and San Antonio both return to action, with the Rockets hosting the Pacers at 7 and the Spurs welcoming the Nuggets at 7:30. And the Miami Heat will be looking to extend their winning streak to 28 games when they visit the Chicago Bulls at 7. The Heat are just 6 games shy of tying the win streak record set by the 1971-72 LA Lakers. The Houston Astros and New York Yankees played to a 4-all tie last night in 10 innings in spring training. Astros starter Brad Peacock allowed 1 run and 2 hits over 5 innings. Vernon Wells went 0-for-3 with an RBI groundout in his Yankees debut. And in Arizona, the Texas Rangers were routed by the Chicago White Sox 11-3. Lefty Matt Harrison, who will be the Rangers' opening day starter, had a rough outing, allowing 4 runs, 3 earned over 3 1/3 innings. Speaking of the Rangers, veteran hurler Derek Lowe has earned a job out of spring training and will start the season in the bullpen. Rangers manager Ron Washington said Tuesday the 39-year-old right-hander will be a long reliever and spot starter. Lowe was 9-11 with a 5.11 ERA last season and 21 starts and 17 relief appearances for Cleveland and the New York Yankees. He will take over a role filled last season by Scott Feldman, who left to sign with the Chicago Cubs. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by the Atkinson Toyota. On Navasota News 50, on WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Every weekend it's the same thing. My husband and his friends fussing over who gets to use the John Deere we got from Sioux Falls Prater. See, it's a 3030 AD compact tractor, so it'll do most anything around our place. Mow, dig, load, and it's easy to work with. Maybe I should tell them they can get one at 0% financing for 72 months. Nah, I'll just let them fuss. Visit cptractor.com to find the John Deere that's right for you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends April 30, 2013. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See your dealer for details and other financing options.
Classic Collision and Restoration on Highway 21 West there by Sioux Falls Prater, just off the bypass. Hey, folks, Doug has been around at Classic Collision for quite some time. Opened his own shop after really kind of starting into car business when he was a teenager. He became just fascinated with the idea of doing body work, and as a result, does classic showpieces, does restorations that are amazing. You can drive by and you can see his work kind of lined up there out front, and that's just his current customers. Their big body shop in the back. And they can do that kind of work for you, Classic Collision and Restoration. But also remember that if it is an accident that you've been in and you want your car, your truck, your van back to looking the way that it did when it came off the showroom floor, then give Doug a call at 779-8399, Classic Collision and Restoration. They'll do all the things that you need from a body shop, and that is they'll kind of make sure that the vehicle gets to your place, gets to their place to work on it. They'll give you a ride home. They'll help you as far as the insurance, renting a car, all of that, plus a tremendous finished product. Go to ClassicCollisionAndRestoration.com or again, give him a call at 779-8399. Let his expertise make your vehicle look just like it did when it came off the showroom floor. Classic Collision and Restoration, 779-8399.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley assists you, your family, and physician to understand the choices you have. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 6:59, 1 minute away from 7 o'clock. Check your forecast real quick. Brazos Bounty.